Time now for a bit of Friday night music and our Friday night music feature this week. We're going to our Wellington studio to speak with Finn Johansson, and he's going to introduce us to some new music in our Out Lately feature. Let's see if he's there. Hi, Finn.
Hello, Karen. How are you?
Not too bad. What have you been doing since we last spoke to you?
You might not know this, but I run a karaoke, travelling karaoke business. And we took it up to Whanganui this weekend. We're called Dick Finnegan's Karaoke Ping Pong Sing Song Hovel.
It's a good name, yeah.
Yeah, we made our first $9 in koha, so I feel like we can call ourselves a business now.
So it's like all the stuff that you can do karaoke on, like a microphone and an amp.
And a laptop, yes.
Right.
But we took it to Lucky Bar in Whanganui, and we had all the locals show up. We had a locals afternoon, and there were 9 of us, and we sang for 5 hours.
That would have been fun.
It was kind of one of the best days of my life.
Really? Yeah. What kind of songs do you do?
Well, it depends on the person. We ran the gamut from old sort of croony big band songs all the way to Kanye West.
And with the karaoke, can you get some kind of program that is a karaoke program?
Now, that's the greatest thing about this. Like you used to have to, and now YouTube, just there's so many free videos. You just install your ad blocker, and I would venture to say that it's more comprehensive than a karaoke machine that you'd buy.
So you're just running a song and they're singing along to it.
There's quite a lot of interpersonal skills required to facilitate something like that. But if you want to reduce it to just the beeps and the boops, Karen, then yes, we're
karaoke. When I think about it, it's like the tune, and then on the screen you've got the lyrics to help you out. Not that I've ever done it.
You haven't.
I've seen it, and
wow.
Then you've got to think that you know what that tune is. That's the half the humour, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah.
But you've got the tune running in the background.
Well, no, there's no singing. So you've got YouTube, and then you type in karaoke on the end of your song.
Ah.
And then it brings up the legitimate karaoke trap. I mean, it wouldn't be karaoke without a cappella. Oh, no, the opposite, instrumental. And the words come up. We've got a projector. It's all very legitimate.
So it's all kosher.
Kosher as.
9 of you for 5 hours.
Yeah, we got this. We got a kuia down. Her name was Scylla. She's 80 years old. She used to sing with Prince Tuiteka and Delvanius. And 5 minutes from the end, she brought down, she texted up the kaumatua of the local marae, and his name's Rangi. And he came down, and he was about the same age with his walking stick, and he sang the 3 songs that closed out the night. It was bafflingly good.
You must tell me what those 3 songs were.
One of them was Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow?
Of course it was.
And then the other two, they've faded from my memory. That's not really my wheelhouse, but if you can imagine, they're adjacent.
Brilliant. Well, that is not what I was expecting when I said, what have you been up to?
Well, you know, I got to tell the truth.
Let's play some music, okay. Great choices tonight.
Thank you.
All very chill, all 4 of them. Let's start with Mount Airy and Julie Doiron.
It's a fantastic song, yeah. Mount Airy is the project of Phil Alvarum, who also releases songs under the name The Microphones, which is where I first heard him. And I think his work that stuck with me the most is related to this song that we've got, Love Without Possession, because a couple of years ago, his wife, Genevieve Castry, died of cancer. And he released this album called A Crow Looked at Me, which was like really micro detailed minutia of that time in his life, and he's got a daughter with Genevieve, and it's kind of one of those albums that's one of the most amazing albums I've ever heard, but it's almost too sad to listen to, so I think I've heard it like twice. It's a lot to take in, and I guess it kind of felt, yeah, so if that one is the micro of grief, then this is a couple of years on and it's a little bit more macro in terms of the lyrics. He talks about love as, you know, about all the feelings that comprise relationships and sort of the limits of the words that we use to describe those feelings. And it's got beautiful harmonies. I love the way that they kind of lilt from like power chord harmonies. This is him and Julie Doiron. And they kind of lilt into major harmonies. And I don't know, for some reason the harmonies of this song really told a story for me. Thank you.
pain and anguish.
Love that doesn't die.
Make my embroidery.
Love, a small word unable to hold. Well, we stretch at its meaning. Recipient, but still lies there smoldering. Indifferent stars in the night sky, watch me while I churn. Still holding this love for you, without a thing to do, but try to live in this uninvited liberation. Without a home in your life or heart, without a shelter at all, exposed and burning still, this unattended fire. For no one emanates a wasted warmth on the wind, pushing against the edges of what it means to give, lost wisdom in sparks that rise and die. Even if I never get to see you again, I'll know that when we collided, we both broke each other open. Rose petals were blustering, and I'm determined still to hold this open door. Even now as it devastates, I wake up gasping in the void again.
Speak sky, low breaths, exhale to dissipate.
Beautiful, Julie Doiron and Mount Airy, the other way around actually, Mount Airy and Julie Doiron with Love Without Possession. It's got a nice video too. I'll put it up on the Facebook page, which is basically just a fire burning.
Fantastic. Yeah, and that's the art for their upcoming album, I think, as well. There's some burning vibes.
Julie Doiron's had a wonderful album out in 2007 called Woke Myself Up. And when I saw this name here with Mount Airy, it reminded me of it. So perhaps after this, if we've got time, I'll play a Julie Doiron track. But let's go to Seattle now. And the band are called Great Grandpa. Questionable band name, but there you go.
You know, I was skating here today, Karen, and I was like, I freaking love that band name, Great Grandpa, and I better not like play it up because I bet Karen won't like that band name.
It's not that I don't like it, I just sort of don't like it.
Well, I think it's cool that I'm starting to catch on to your tastes, but the song is good, isn't it?
And I'm starting to catch on to yours, but your music tastes okay.
Thank you. I think it's I think this one at least I can stand by, and it's just on the countryside of emo, which is where I love it. it doesn't go too far down the emo direction. And yeah, this is a Great Grandpa, a five-piece Seattle grunge pop band, and they've got a new album coming out at the end of this month on the 25th. It's called Four of Arrows. And this song, oh my gosh, it kicks off with a crunchy guitar melody, which is cool, and then it just blams into like a Sheryl Crow sounding section, and then it goes in at least two different directions until the end while still being cohesive. And even the coda, which I thought was like a little bit I wasn't convinced on it, it's grown on me to the point where it's stuck in my head right now and I like it.
Great Grandpa, and the track's called Bloom. Look out for the Tom Petty lyric.
Mm-hmm.
I get anxious on the weekends.
RNZ National, this is Lately with Karen Hay, and I'm here with Finn Johansson. Well, he's in our Wellington studio for Out Lately, where we're introduced to some new music. That was great-ish.
Yeah, there's a lot to take in, and yeah, I think it solidified itself for me on multiple listens. So maybe that ish will fade into the background.
Maybe it will. I do like the lyrics. I get anxious on the weekends when I feel I'm wasting time, but then I think about Tom Petty and how he wrote his best songs when he was 39.
It's iconic, that lyric. Yes. And that's what the Sheryl Crow part says, like, I think about Tom Petty. Like, it's like very of that ilk. It's referential and like sonically as well, if you know what I mean.
I'm not really a huge Sheryl Crow fan, but that might be the reason.
Well, we're both huge Tom Petty fans, I'm sure.
We are. That, you've got that absolutely right. Now we're going to Like a Villain. This is they. Are they? Not a he or a she, but are they?
That's right. Yeah, they're non-binary, kind of experimental opera singer. The way they sing, it's like this person is an instrument. They're amazing. So Like a Villain is the moniker of Holland Andrews, and they're from New York City. And this album, which the song we're going to play from, is called Tusk. The album is called What Makes Vulnerability Good. And it's, I think if I talk about, you know, what goes into this album in terms of the theme, it might be a bit dark considering that we just came from Mount Airy. So let's just talk about the music. It's this one's like a, I don't think it's indicative of the rest of the album, but it's like a punch in the face, like almost like musical theatre styles, but if musical theatre was like made with, I don't know, wild animals.
Well, that was a good description, Finn.
Thank you.
Of Like a Villain, and the track was called Tusk. Amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've delved into the rest of that album just a little bit, and then also some live shows from Holland Andrews from a few years ago. And I got to say, like, it runs the gamut. I think you'll be pretty surprised at the amount of versatility that their voice has.
Runs the gamut from what to what?
From, like, opera to death metal? That's a good way to put it.
Let's get on to Ben Woods, and this is such a great track, Good to Be Sleeping.
Yeah, this one was a nice slow burner for me as well. I think the vocals kind of remind me of Smog, and you get where I'm coming from, that sort of baritone.
Not Fog, definitely Smog.
Well, definitely not Fog. I mean, fog's completely different.
Than smog, you're right.
Not to diverge too much, but you know smog? Bill Callahan?
Oh, I thought you meant the actual smog.
No, I meant the person, actual smog.
I do know who Bill Callahan is. I didn't know his other moniker was smog.
That's right, yeah. I mean, that was the waypoint for me. And it says here...
Well, it is like smog, you're right.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying, like, you know, pollution.
You thought I was
smog.
Saying artistic.
Yes.
It's like, this guy did a song about climate change last week, so when he's talking about smog, he's talking about smog.
I thought you were just making some sort of reference to its density.
It is dense, and it's got that wonderful wah-wah guitar at the start.
And he's from Christchurch.
That's right. He's on the label Melted Ice Cream, which is a fantastic indie label down there. And it says that it's coming from his soon-to-be-released debut album.
Put.
Well, I played mini golf a couple of weeks ago, so
well, maybe it's putt. No, that's a double T.
Is it?
Yeah, there's two T's in putt. There's only one in put.
Gotcha. Well, here we go. Put. Okay, and it seems that Ben, it says here in the press release, that Ben paid for put by selling pints in Littleton bars and going through the short-term loan of his body for drug research trials.
Oh, right. Sounds like it's a movie.
Yeah, it's very kinkisi.
I don't think you call it put, or put. You might.
That's how I pronounce it.
All right, Ben Woods. It's such a good title too. Good to be sleeping.
Mm.
From put.
Put. We'll be right back.
Well, that was a great way to end, Finn. Thank you very much, with Ben Woods and Good to Be Sleeping.
A pleasure to have come in, Karen, and thank you for having me.
I thought we might end with, you know, we were talking about Julie Doiron, and she was with Mount Airy at the start of your little set there.
Yeah, that's right. I've been, only time I've heard Julie Doiron's music is today. And so if you could enlighten me, that would be fantastic.
From her 2007 album, Woke Myself Up, this is the title track. Talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Pleasure. See you later.
I woke myself up to rest my weary head from all the work I'd done in those dreams I had, like weeding the garden all night. So hard to weed in the dark moonlight. Almost each night between 2 and 4, she rolls out of bed and onto the floor. And sometimes I have to go in and put her back into her bed again. So maybe this coffee isn't a bad idea, and maybe this might not work out. Win for us all about now. I woke myself up just to see you sleep, just to hear the quiet, and just to have a look at everything quiet all night. It's so good.
RNZ National with Julie Doiron and Woke Myself Up. And Finn played Mount Airy with Julie Doiron, Love Without Possession, Great Grandpa with Bloom, they're a Seattle band, and Like a Villain and the track Tusk.